Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my. Gonna break my rusty cage and run.
All right, John. You've made me want to go in a completely different direction.
Really?
I was going to talk about Kamala Harris's complete misunderstanding of Econ 101.
Right.
And I was going to play some clips from the CNN interview, but you've given me a I just don't have it in me to do it again. I don't. And so instead, we're going to do something completely different because Johnny Cash doing the remake of Soundgarden got me thinking about something that I came across the other day. And this is one of those, only if you have an hour to waste, okay? But if you have an hour to waste, here goes. I want you to listen to this and tell me if this sounds at all familiar to you.
You can tell by the way I use my walk on a woman's manual tank top. Music loud and women warm and keep me round since I was born. It's all right.
You got it?
Okay.
Do you know this song?
You can look the other way. You can try to understand. Do your times if they don't land. Oh, you brother, whether you mother stay alive.
Got it, right? It takes a minute, right? Okay, so that's Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, redone in a rockabilly style by a performing artist named Wild Bill. And this is the part where only if you've got an hour to waste. It's a Facebook page called Postmodern Jukebox. Postmodern Jukebox is dedicated to the proposition that any song can be rearranged in a weird style and then performed in a way that is super entertaining.
Love is like a bone, baby, come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Yeah.
You got it? You know this one? You look like you're not sure yet.
Oh, I know the one.
You got to rise a little, dance a little, dance a little.
Almost there, almost to the hook. You're still not sure? I love that you're not sure yet. Your brain doesn't want to put it together. Your brain doesn't want to believe it. Here we go.
That's pretty good.
I have to say. So this is the doo-wop version by a woman named Kendall Wild, I think is her name, for, you know, Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. And I'm just telling you that this rabbit hole goes all the way down. They've got hundreds of videos. This is Tia Simone. 60s ballad style.
So close, no matter how far. Every day, much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are. Yes, 'cause nothing else matters.
Little Metallica,
never
done 60s style. Okay, so I must have watched like 30 videos. And I didn't watch all of them in their entirety. They didn't all captivate me, but I just couldn't stop. This might be my favorite. This is one of my top two for sure.
Tonight, I'm gonna give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I do.
You have it?
Do.
Oh, this is a good one.
And tonight,
spaghetti
I'm
Western style.
At your feet.
Effie Passero.
I was made.
You're almost there in your head.
And you were made for me.
Kiss? Kiss done spaghetti western style. All right, I'm oversharing now just because I can't stop, but
I went to a shrink to analyze my dream.
Green Day as big band.
It's a lack of
Basket Case as big band. Like the what? What's wrong with you people? Or Meghan Trainor?
Because you know I'm all about Debbie's, about Debbie's.
Which almost seems like the way this song should have been written.
You're right.
And then the last one I'm just going to share with you. It's not necessarily the best one, but it's the last one that I have produced as a ready to play. And just because, I was about an hour in when I stopped. I'm like, I got to stop. I got to prep. I got a show to prep. Wait, I can use some of this. Postmodern Jukebox is the name of the Facebook page, and this is the last one for you.
I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. Cause when you're standing or
you know this,
near,
you're gonna feel so bad you don't have it yet.
I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear. The ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here.
Got it.
My time.
I love that they put this little interlude in.
I don't mind.
Just what I needed by the Cars. Done
talking
60s pop
sleep.
Style. Anyway, I'm already getting texts from people. Oh, I'm so glad you found them. They're my favorite. They're so much fun. It really is. It's Postmodern Jukebox on Facebook. And,
yeah, I just joined it.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Brilliant. 437-1620. Somebody here says, oh my God, stop it. Can't do it. Nope. Somebody says, staying alive has been ruined by you, and I don't believe I can ever forgive you. Sorry. So somebody says they were at Vinyl a couple years ago. Oh, that's kind of cool. Let's get traffic first because I had a couple other people commenting on this. Go ahead.
Yes, we're seeing some delays. 9 Mile, if you're headed southbound 229 I-10 area, you're going to see maybe a 10-15 minute delay there. Also looking good on I-10 eastbound through the construction zones. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. Text in here says, somebody says, I'm speechless. Somebody else says, Postmodern Jukebox is great. It's all one word, postmodern and then jukebox. David Wayne was listening in the newsroom. You wanted to say something, David?
That was great.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it. I love hearing music redone in a different style.
And what I most love about it is how much your brain struggles to identify or recognize a song that you totally know. Wait, I think I know that.
Years back, I used to DJ weddings.
Oh, all right.
And one of my little secrets, there's a guy named Richard Cheese, and he did all sorts of like modern stuff and like even like 80s hip hop and all this, but he did it in a lounge style.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so I would play that during like cocktail hour and stuff like that. And people would always be like kind of tapping their feet and they're like, I didn't realize what this song even was. You know, it'd be like Baby Got Back in a lounge style or something. It was just so bizarre.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, I love music like that. That was great. Thank you. I just like that page. I'm going to check that out more in depth.
Yeah. And, you know, you may not love all of them or you may not even know all of them. There were some where I'm like, that doesn't matter to me. But you just kind of keep going and keep going. And I was about, 60 posts down at one point, and my computer was starting to slow down because the way Facebook works, it takes up more and more memory the longer you go on a page. And eventually I'm like, I just have to quit. I can't keep doing this all day. Postmodern Jukebox, by the way, if you're just tuning in. 437-1620. It's weird how you still know the words without recognizing the song. True. Yeah, no, that's right. Somebody else says, let's see. Where did it go? Somebody said they met the guy. I lost that page in my text. Anyway, 819 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Toga, 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 toga.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get
I can't have David mention the song and then not play it. I mean, you know, it kind of goes that way. 6:22, somebody says, that's 15 minutes of my life I'll never get back. You're welcome. 8:22 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Everybody raise your hand if you know all the words. David Wayne's in the newsroom. Oh, my God, Becky, look at her butt. What's going on in the newsroom, David?
Well, demonstrators in New York set off smoke bombs yesterday at a protest, again demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. President Biden told reporters that he didn't believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been doing enough to bring the remaining hostages home. Police in Chicago investigating this just terrible crime on a train. Four passengers shot and killed while sleeping on a train. Authorities there say three of the victims died at the scene. A fourth was taken to a hospital. They do have a suspect in custody and say they've recovered a firearm. And in the spirit of everything having a day, today is for cheese lovers. It is Welsh Rarebit Day.
Today is National Welsh Rarebit Day. Sounds fancy, but it's not. It's hot cheese sauce poured over toast that dates back to at least 1725. At one time, it was called Welsh Rabbit, but there's no bunny in it. Never has been. It's a staple in taverns because it's unstuffy, it's cheesy, vegetarian, and oh, so good. I'm Bree Tennis.
I've never heard of it.
What's the name of it again?
Welsh Rarebit.
I've heard of Rarebit, but I couldn't have told you what it was. Okay.
Yeah. So it's apparently toast with cheese poured over it.
It's bread nachos.
Sounds good enough.
Do they put jalapeno on it? Because that's how I would do it.
They do now?
I mean, that's what it is, right? It's bread nachos. They pour cheese on bread.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm in.
Sold.
It's got all five of the food groups. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. And now for some news. I feel like we haven't had you. I do focus a lot on local stuff, and so sometimes to the neglect of national news. Because I figure you can get the national stuff everywhere. You can't necessarily get the in-depth coverage of the Milton City Council anywhere. And so, but nevertheless, we do need to talk about this a little bit. President Trump, after flip-flopping on the abortion amendment, he was, for it before he was against it. Now he realized that in order to get elected, he needs to be more pro-life than he has been recently, while trying to also get to the moderates and persuade them that he's not as pro-life as some people think he is, which he's not. That's its own issue. I've told you before, I'll say it again. President Trump does not have strong beliefs about the issue of abortion. That's where you need, that's mostly a campaign issue for him. And again, he's done a lot of good things for, I mean, if you believe that, you know, reducing the number of abortions is good, then, you know, he's been incredibly effective at that. But he's just not a social conservative. You pick a social issue from a social conservative point of view, he's not that. Okay. Which is fine. There are a lot of people like that. I'm just saying, you know, for people who think that he's like the super conservative, by the way, you know, I'm all over the place on this segment. I hear people talk about extreme MAGA. You know, Biden likes to call them extreme MAGA. What's the difference between extreme MAGA and, like, you know, regular MAGA? Or is it just throwing a word in there to make it sound worse than it really is? Because you would think that Trump would be, by definition, MAGA. Unless Trump is also extreme MAGA, in which case, what, MAGA is like rhino extreme MAGA? Like fake MAGA? Like not quite extreme enough to really be him? They just use that word because it means nothing, but it makes it sound insidious. Oh, you're not just Trump. You're MAGA. You're not just MAGA, you're extreme MAGA. What does it mean? As opposed to the, you know, the other brands. Oh, we're just abusing language. Okay, fair enough. We'll come back to Trump on marijuana here in just a second because I was surprised by this, but maybe I shouldn't have been. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents that are going to cause you delays right now. I-10 eastbound is running very smoothly along with westbound. And even coming from Highway 90 into Pensacola, no issues there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you're thinking about going back to school, getting a new career, picking up some personal enrichment courses in history or literature or art or, you know, stargazing, because they do that kind of stuff too, or you're a high school student who wants to get college credit while you're doing high school, that's dual enrollment. And Pensacola State College has programs for all of that stuff. They are incredible. They are an incredible resource for anybody with any different kind of interest in education. I know we have two kids that already went through PSC and got about 45, 50 hours of college credit. So they went to university as sophomores and a half. Pretty good. Means that they're going to graduate young and, you know, be able to move on with their lives. But it doesn't cost anything. Dual enrollment is free if you're a high school student, books included. And now our third one is there as well. The teachers are teaching teachers, you know, as opposed to researchers who also teach. It's very customer oriented, unlike the university setting, which can be a little bit more, I don't know, not as service oriented as PSC. Anyway, campuses in Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. So, President Trump on marijuana. Not like on marijuana, but President Trump's comments on the amendment being proposed in November on our ballot here in Florida, Amendment 3, which would legalize recreational marijuana. Now, based on the totality of things that you know, if you didn't know the answer to this question, would you predict that Trump, as a Republican, as a, some people say, conservative, I do not, do you think he'd be in favor of legalizing marijuana or opposed to it? I mean, what's your typical conservative say? What does Andrew McKay say? What does Governor DeSantis say? You know, what do we say? No, we don't want legalized marijuana, right? What does he say? Yeah. Yeah. He writes on Truth Social, in Florida, like so many other states that have already given their approval, personal amounts of marijuana will be legalized for adults with Amendment 3. Whether people like it or not, this will happen through the approval of the voters, so it should be done correctly. You can't stop it, he's saying. It's going to win. Might as well get on board. We need the state legislature to responsibly create laws that prohibit the use of it in public spaces so we do not smell marijuana everywhere we go like we do in many of the Democrat-run cities. I'm surprised he's not all capsing here. Anyway, at the same time, someone should not be a criminal in Florida when this is legal in so many other states. You know, sir, on the issue of abortion, how you want different states to run their own states the way they want it and how you believe in states' rights and variety, why do we have to believe that all states have to have the same set of rules on marijuana but can have different rules on abortion? Could it be because you don't have a well-worked-out political philosophy that understands this stuff? He doesn't. And, I mean, okay. Maybe that's not your prerequisite for president. I mean, okay. Anyway, he says, at the same time, someone should not be a criminal in Florida when this is legal in so many other states. We do not need to ruin lives and waste taxpayer dollars arresting adults with personal amounts of it on them. And no one should grieve a loved one because they died from fentanyl-laced marijuana. We will make America safe again, all caps safe. I'm not sure how you make America safe again by legalizing marijuana. It seems like those two things go opposite each other. But, okay, so my view, he's starting to get a little concerned that Florida might be more in play than we had previously thought, and coming out in favor of something which I agree is most likely to overwhelmingly pass, he positions himself not to lose a key state. What does he actually believe? I don't know. What is he saying? This? Is it disappointing as a conservative who prefers the world in which we don't have legalized recreational drugs? Yeah. Disappointing, but can you fight it? You know, is Amendment 3 really going to lose? No. I mean, I hope it does. I'll vote against it. But I don't think it's likely to lose. It just seems kind of inevitable at this point in American history that, you know, we all want to smell like weed all the time or make other people smell it if they don't use it themselves. So President Trump is on board because he's trying to win the presidency.
I'm Therese Crowley. Pushing back on pressure from President Biden, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu says no one will preach to me after Biden returned from his beach vacation, saying Netanyahu isn't doing enough to win a hostage release and Gaza ceasefire. And anti-Israel protests again erupting on the streets of New York City, blaming Israel after Hamas executed six hostages. President Biden and Vice President Harris at their first joint campaign appearance in Pittsburgh earlier in Detroit, Harris made this Labor Day appeal.
You better thank a union member for the five-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member.
Harris gave the same speech in Pittsburgh without the accent. No teleprompter and no notes allowed 1 week from tonight when Harris faces GOP nominee Donald Trump in their first debate. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 80 degrees in Pensacola today. The feasibility of a indoor sports complex at Ashton-Brosnahan Park is a topic of debate with the Tourism Development Council. Some board members asking if it would be worth a financial investment. Another concern is if it would bring too much traffic into the neighborhood.
My concern, of course, would be, has the neighbors been notified that we're going to have 700 new cars in their neighborhood? And are they on board with
TDC board member Ronald Rivera, and if that facility were to be built, it would host annual events such as the NAIA National Soccer Championship and the SEC Women's Soccer Championship, which is held at Ashton-Brosnahan each year. Local athletes do say it might help prevent injuries and ensure local matches go on despite sometimes extreme weather conditions in the summer. The TDC will be discussing that at future meetings. Escambia Fire Rescue says that Fire Chief Mark Clark has passed away. According to the ECFR, he passed away on Saturday. He's been a firefighter, was a firefighter for 34 years. A 43-year-old man was not injured after falling asleep behind the wheel and crashing through a fence and into a shed today. That happened at Houston and Memphis Avenues in Escambia County before 4 o'clock this morning. FHP says that the driver fell asleep and ran off the road when it curved, then crashed through the fence and hit the shed. SpaceX is hoping they can get the Polaris Dawn mission off the ground today.
The Federal Aviation Administration says Polaris Dawn is set to lift off on Wednesday from the Kennedy Space Center with a backup planned on Thursday. The mission, carrying four civilian astronauts, was initially set for August 26th, but was postponed due to helium leaks and bad weather. The FAA cleared SpaceX flights over the weekend after they were grounded amid an investigation into its Falcon 9 rockets. The Polaris Dawn mission is the first of three planned space flights and is expected to include the first ever commercial spacewalk. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. The Communications Workers of America now walking away from the table and their negotiations with AT&T. The union releasing a statement this week saying that they are no longer interested in mediation with the company. The union believes the mediation was a delay tactic and is asking AT&T to get serious so employees can get back to work. 17,000 employees now are on strike all across the Mid-South. That includes here in Florida and in Alabama, also in Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North and South Carolina, and Tennessee. Senator Rick Scott with a warning for Venezuela's president. Scott posting on X yesterday after Nicolas Maduro issued an arrest warrant for the man that opposed him in the presidential election, Edmundo Gonzalez. Scott calling the warrant unlawful and a line in the sand. He says if Maduro and his buddies cross that, there will be hell to pay. Scott also blaming the Biden-Harris administration for what he's calling weak appeasement policies that he says have emboldened Maduro and his regime. 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays. If you're traveling east and westbound on Burgess Road, almost up to 29, you're going to see some major delays, especially in front of West Florida High School. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Rain chances are increased for this afternoon and evening, about a 60% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into your Wednesday, rain chances increase even more, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. We're going to keep the rain chances around as we go into your Friday with about a 70 to 80% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 79 now in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze and in Milton. Your money now this morning. The Dow down 155 points at 41,408. S&P down 41 points at 56,07. The NASDAQ down 215 points at 17,488. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 3.84% today. Gold prices down $3.20, $25.24. Silver price is down 51 cents at $28.63 today. And Bitcoin up just over $300. Right now it's at $58,765. And coming up this week, there's several reports coming out. A job openings report coming out Wednesday. U.S. trade deficit, the Fed beige book, and auto sales numbers, all that coming out here throughout the week. Hotel workers around the country could be going back to work today after the union and hotel companies failed to reach a contract deal. They walked off the job on Sunday. 10,000 people hit the picket lines in some cities, such as San Francisco, Seattle, and Boston. Volkswagen considering major cuts that could include layoffs and plant closures. The automaker said earlier this week that it could take the unprecedented step to close production sites in Germany as part of a major restructuring. It's 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Are you ready to ignite innovation and drive success in Pensacola? Join Startup Source Pensacola on September 12th for an Entrepreneur Resource Expo at Brownsville Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is dedicated to empowering our local entrepreneurs and connecting them with essential resource and expertise. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an established business, come out to connect, share, collaborate. For more information, visit StartupSourcePensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
Vic Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running
local.
Hey, Vicki Campbell, how you doing? Popping any champagne at this point or what?
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Dependable.
We actually have some big numbers coming in right away, don't we, sir?
Surprising numbers.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Burgos.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, the question of the day is, name something that you always try to get the last bit of, drop of, dribble of, whatever. And I'll give you the example I'm thinking of here, okay? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm a big fan of the Kraft Ranch original, you know, regular old basic ranch. Don't give me any funny stuff, just give me the ranch. I object, however, to the packaging, which leaves something like 70% of the ranch in the bottle when you're done. It's so thick. It is so non-viscous. Viscous is thin, non-viscous is thick, right? I always get this backwards. It's the one physics thing I've never managed to get straight in my head. Anyway, because high viscosity is good, that means low friction. Anyway, it's gooey. And so a lot of it adheres to the inside of the squeeze bottle. And as a result, I am forced to find the tiniest spatula in the world. Or my finger. I squeeze as much out as I can. I take the cap off. I run my finger around the lippy of the cap and throw it on the salad. Hands are clean, obviously. And then I put my finger up in the bottle and I get some that way and I flick that on the salad. And then with great regret, I don't lick my finger. Maybe I should. With great regret, I rinse the rest off my hand, feeling like I've been cheated by the universe of a certain amount of, you know, great tasting stuff. That's what I'm talking about. What's the thing that you always want to get the last little bit of? 437-1620. And if you think I'm just playing weird, hey, welcome to the club. You're not alone. There are more of you than there are of me. John Pickens, is there something that you're Andrew-like in getting the last little bit of out of the container or the whatever? Anything come to mind?
Toothpaste and jelly.
Okay, interesting.
Those are both that came to my mind.
Yeah, I see you on the toothpaste. There's something...
Yeah, they're wasting it.
There's something... Okay, so hear me out. The initial use of toothpaste, you use, let's call it three P's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the size of a P, right?
Right.
On your toothbrush, and that's what seems like the adequate amount. When you're down to the end of the toothpaste, you're fully satisfied with a half a P's worth, which makes you wonder... Why not use half a pea per serving to start?
True.
But you don't, and you're never gonna. But you are thrilled to, with one hand, be holding the toothpaste, rolled it up, pressing on, getting it folded into the right, just right to squeeze a half a pea's worth onto your toothpaste and toothbrush, and then you're thrilled. But I'm with you. Yeah, you have to. And you feel like you, even if you've done that, by the time you throw it out, you feel like a failure. Because throwing out the toothpaste tube feels like a failure.
Yeah, right. Because you know there's some still there.
There's still some in there. If you cut it open with a scissors and a spatula, man, you could probably do some damage.
A tiny spatula.
That's right. Tiny spatula. That's right. And I love, what was your other answer? Jelly?
Jelly.
Oh, same. Yeah. Again, with the spatula, you got to get in there and really get that last little bit out. Because don't waste food. Raised tiny by spatula. A mom who was raised by a depression grandma, and that's how you think about food. That's why we're all overweight, too. 437-1620s, because we don't think you should ever waste food. Somebody here says gasoline. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot you can really do, you know, the tapping. Men more often do the tapping. we discovered that was actually a topic one time. Men tap, women don't. But, you know, what do you get? Two more drips, maybe? You know, and then inevitably when you remove the nozzle from the gas tank, inevitably there's another drip or two drips out on the ground. You're like, no, no matter how careful you are, it's impossible. Somebody says toothpaste, 437-1620. Question of the day, name something that you want to get the last little bit of. Somebody says everything. My plate is always clean with all caps, especially fond of Thousand Island dressing. I'm never satisfied until I've gotten the very last bit of toothpaste squeezed from the tube. I lead a very adventurous life. Mm-hmm. I love that. The brownie batter off the mixers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, and you know how there's that one part at the very tip of the, what do you call an individual? I can't think of it. The mixer has two thingies.
Turny things, yeah.
Two thingies. What are they? what is it? Beaters. Okay. And the end of it has a, often has a little plastic disc on it. And so there's a little crevice around the disc that always has a little bit of batter that you can't get with your tongue. Frustrating.
Tiny spatula.
Tiny spatula. That's exactly right. But of course, you maybe you don't lick the bowl, but you lick the you got to have a spatula. The rubber scraper, actually, is what I use. The rubber scraper that gets it off the bowl. Anybody who puts batter in a bowl in the sink to rinse it off?
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, let alone not my people, I don't think you're American.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Question of the day is, name something that you always want to get the last little bit of out of the container. We'll come back to that in just a second. Meanwhile, if you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, you want to know, you know, what's the market doing? What are interest rates doing? What is the change in the way commissions are structured for the seller or the buyer's agent? You know, how is that affecting things? What about where interest rates are? Is that going to, you know, drive down prices a little bit and then drive them back up as all the people who are sitting on the edge waiting to buy and kind of holding off? Ask Christina Leavenworth. Don't ask me. I mean, I have opinions, but she's got actual facts and actual experience, and she sees this stuff all the time, so she knows. Are you going to be able to turn that into a rental and make your money back, or is there too much competition from other new market available rentals on the scene in the area? I mean, these are good questions. Ask her. She'll be able to tell you, and if it's selling your home, they will get you the best possible price selling your home because they've got a pattern for it that is, you know, I can't really say it's like a scientific formula, but it sure seems to produce consistent enough results that you almost want to think about it that way. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, what's something that you always want to make sure you get the last little bit of? Somebody says definitely the toothpaste, milkshake in the bottom of the cup. Slurp that thing till you get it all out. Oh, yeah, when they give you like the extra metal container for the surplus. I personally, I feel offended that my blender blades keep some of the the milkshake. I feel like they're cheating me out of that last little bit of the bushwhacker. I need every little bit of the bushwhacker. You had one for us?
I think toothpaste is the popular answer, but right. Shampoo as well.
Oh, shampoo. No, you're... Oh, and then you put the shampoo bottle upside down in the shower so that it drains properly.
So, yeah.
And especially if you've got a shampoo bottle that's a rounded top. Oh, this is a nightmare.
Even the squirt top.
Always. Oh, okay. Hand soap, liquid soap.
That too.
Same thing, always. Let's see. When the bottle starts getting low, do you turn it upside down in the fridge so it slowly drips into the can? Yes. Oh, and raise your hand if you've ever made the classic blunder. No, not going in a land war in Asia. But no, or going in against a Sicilian when death is on the line. But, sorry, I couldn't resist the Princess Bride. But, have you ever turned it upside down like it's the ketchup or it's the ranch or it's whatever in your fridge and then taken it out of the fridge and made the mistake of waiting a minute or two to use it? And what happens? The air temperature heats up the bottle, which is now mostly air, creating air pressure behind the now liquid in the nozzle so that when you open it, it goes everywhere. I'm the only one? John, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, no?
Yeah, no. If I take it out of the refrigerator, I'm using it right then.
Because? Because, of this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You gotta beware. A1 sauce. Oh, plus A1. You know, A1 is, I want to make sure I say this right. When I worked in restaurants, I think it was including liquor, that A1 was the most expensive per unit item in the entire restaurant, including liquor. Because if you look at the how much is in an A1 bottle and how much it costs per bottle, it might not have included, but I seem to remember that it did. So A1 is very expensive. No, not your generic steak sauce. That doesn't even count. Cake batter. Last little drip of alimony.
Oh!
Woo! Conversation's going a whole new direction.
Oh, man. Woo! We took a turn right there. Thank you for that. Peanut butter stuck on the wrapper of my peanut butter crackers. Who opens up the lid of the whatever it is and then you lick the excess? It's stuck to the foil on the top. Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter, yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay, this is... this. A lot of times I know I'm on my own. This might be one where I'm really on my own. When you take a stick of butter out of the wrapper, do you lick the wrapper?
Oh, no.
No, thank you.
You don't like butter?
I do. I'm not going to lick it.
You don't like butter? that much. We might have to come back to that one on its own. Somebody here says, the whisks. Thank you.
That's a better word.
Beaters. peanut butter, last drop of oil when servicing your own car. Scrape every morsel of peanut butter. Juices from a good steak. Use the bread or the roll to soak it up. Oh, no, that's true. A lot of juice when you're cooking. You can task that to other purposes. Let's see. The little scrubs that fall off of the Captain D's fish. We call it poor man's calamari.
At
Long John Silver's, it's the crispers. You can ask for extra crispers, which we don't have here, I know. Laundry detergent. At Wendy's, the last bit of a frosty milkshake with the last bendy french fry. Oh, my people. I will actually buy another order of french fries with another frosty if I don't get it. Breakfast food, sunny side over medium. So the eggs, you got to sop up the liquid eggs. That's right. Andrew licking the butter wrapper is icky. Try it. Don't knock it till you've licked it. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
The people of Blaine are can-do people. In fact, you know, there's an old saying in Missouri that if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. In Blaine, I honestly believe with hard work, we can get that down to 3 or 4 minutes.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. So all morning we've been talking about about Kamala Harris and the President Trump and all this stuff. And I just want to get this out of the way because I don't want to have to come back to it tomorrow. Every once in a while I have stuff that hangs over day after day and, you know, whatever. This is one. So yesterday Kamala Harris was speaking on a Labor Day event in Detroit. And I want you to see if you can identify this accent. As a California girl who was in Canada for a while, okay? And let's just say that she's sometimes a little bit flexible with her accent.
I gotta thank a union member for the 5-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
I'm gonna call that East Tennessee Foghorn Leghorn. That's how I'm going to describe that one. And yes, I did. I went and gathered a variety of sound clips from Kamala Harris so that you can see for yourself or hear for yourself that Let's just say it's not a consistent speech pattern.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
All right. That's a little bit different.
You know, the one thing about all of us is we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Mm-hmm. Hard work is good work.
Hard work is good work. Uh-huh.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
As contrasted with, well, let's just say a different audience she expected to be watching the keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention.
As a prosecutor, when I had a case, I charged it not in the name of the victim, but in the name of the people.
Now, that's weird, because this speech pattern...
I charged it not in the name of the victim.
And this speech pattern...
You know, the one thing about all of us is we like hard work. Hard work is good work.
They don't seem to be identical. Not even close. Oh, do you remember the French accent in Paris?
We campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan.
Talking to the doctors?
And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then...
So maybe she's just really good at pandering. Maybe she's just really good at adapting to different circumstances. Or maybe deliberately faking accents is a persuasive strategy to blend in when you think that the East Detroit Foghorn Leghorn crowd is with you.
I gotta thank a union member. Union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
I just want to know which one is going to be during the State of the Union if she wins, or during the Oval Office press conferences, or speeches. I don't know which one to expect. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. No accidents to report. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And Mike Wiggins is just disgusted with me. That's all right. He's in here for the Garden Line. He'll have a good time. It's always a very, very good show. Even if you care nothing at all about gardening. And that's me. I don't care anything about gardening. If I never have to touch a plant the rest of my life, I'm happy. It's still a very, very good show because I find it so frustrating. So I appreciate that, Mike. That's next on Pep Talk, starting at 9. If you're thinking about getting that next vehicle or trying to decide if now is the time, or if you have recovered yet from thinking about the idea of licking a butter wrapper, whatever the case may be, Frontier Motors, a great place to go looking for that next good quality used vehicle. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. And honestly, what keeps you from getting the next car, if you're like me, and maybe you're not, but if you are, is you just don't want to deal with the problem of having to go buy one. You know your car is on its last legs. You know that that's like 3 oil leaks too many. You know that you keep putting it off because of the inconvenience of it. Well, that's why Frontier exists, because it's so convenient, because it's easy. And what you can do is just go look around and get a sense of the landscape. Like, what kind of cars? What are they selling for? What's available? What kind of features? What is it like to drive a car where you're not nervous about it starting today? You know, that kind of stuff, okay? As I say, good quality cars serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, I'm getting all these texts in. Somebody here says, they actually, before I said it, they texted. She went Foghorn Leghorn on us. Southern May West, somebody says. Kama is less authentic than Hillary, but at least she doesn't have the problem. I will rephrase this. Have the problem of so many political opponents winding up in the not alive category. she might be. Oh, maybe she's in a place where marijuana is legal. That's funny. Somebody says she's fake and fraud. There is. Okay, I do have to say that. The code switching thing is, you know, adapting to the environment that you're in. It's one of those things you have to guard. Some people have a really rigorous speech pattern. They can't deviate from it even if they want to. They've lived in the country for 30 years and they still speak like they're British. I have a good friend, okay? Other people actually adapt more to the place they're in. I know I do. I adapt more. But if I go to event A on Monday and event B on Wednesday, it's not going to be two different speech patterns, or C, or D, or 4, or whatever. Listen on.